We had a relatively decent first half, kicked 10 points and 8 points from play. And, you know, we're playing against the breeze that was there. But second half, we just made a number of basic errors, conceded a number of scores, and put ourselves into a real dogfight, to be quite honest. But I suppose the real positive was that we showed real character to come out of that and finish the game strong.
Very inexperienced team, obviously. You're down to just a handful of experienced players, a lot of young players coming through.
Yeah, listen, and you know, it's the the only way you're going to find out about these guys is throwing them in, and supposed to you know, our hands are slightly tied, there's no doubt about that. There, with some of the players not coming back in yet, and you have the Guidoor club situation. So there's a good number of players to come back in. But listen, we've been concentrating on the players that we have, and as I say, those players have been really answering a lot of the questions we're putting to them. And as I say, it's a great place for those guys getting game time now. And you know, they're against good quality opposition, and if they can survive throughout the National League that campaign, then they can be serious inter-county players.
Talk to me about Meath. What do you know of them?
I suppose one thing about Meath, and the one thing that we, the ball was. They're always a physical side, there's no doubt about that there, but I think they look to be well organised this season. A number of really, really good players. You look at the McEntees that are playing there at the minute, really good players. Mickey Newman and at full forward. You look at Graham Riley, Killian O'Sullivan, all good players. Donald Kogan, centre back. So they have a really good side. You look at them against Tipperary, who, you know, Tipperary are a decent side, there's no doubt about that there. But you know, Meath in the last quarter pulled away 5-1 and won the match in the end up by 4 points. So it was a really good performance from them. So we're looking forward to a real good test, and it's one that we need to be at our best for.
Mm-hmm. At home in Ballybuffet, worth a point or two?
Well, listen, we're used to Ballybuffet, we like playing in Ballybuffet, but you've got to perform and every day you go out, and you've got to. And you know, it just doesn't happen by thinking, it's involved with failing, we have a chance. You have to go out every day to perform. It's a very, very tight league, as the results were approved last week. 2 draws, Meade won and we won. So it's a very, very tight league, and there's going to be teams taking points off each other the whole way through this. So, but it'd be a huge result for us to get the result, to get to 2 points on Saturday night.
Will you be more up for this game on Saturday night, the fact that it is Meath maybe, than you would be Clare, a team that you wouldn't know as much about, or maybe wouldn't be seen at the same level or with the same tradition or the same, you know, quality of players as a team like Meath?
No, listen, in any day you don't go out and respect the team and do the homework, and we've done that. We've done it again. We've done it in Clare. We'll do it in every team. We've done it on Meath for the weekend. We look at Tipperary again the following week, and every day you go out, you respect the opposition and you do the exact same preparation. And whether it's Clare, Meath, Tip, Cork, Tyrone, Dublin, doesn't really matter. Just go out, prepare the best that you can, and try and get that performance level. And that's just the way we operate.
Concerns raised, St. Brian McInniffany's column in the Democrat and others raising about, you know, maybe been opened up a little, maybe too easily, or is that maybe too simple to say?
Listen, that's exactly it. It is too simple to say. We have to look. I mean, against Clare, we knew Clare would have, they have some really outstanding players. I mean, their forward division are very, very good, and they have Gary Brennan, who's probably one of the best midfielders, no doubt about that, in the country. But, and that's just, you know, we just can't put the finger blame on defence for getting open up. It's a whole collective unit, and we've got to look at the overall picture. And I think we're definitely making gains and making improvement, but we've got to get better, there's no doubt. We know we've got to get better, and we've got to get better in a lot of aspects, with the ball, without the ball, so we're working towards that.
And in terms of maybe a feeling up front as well, that goals have dried up a little, you know, not maybe even creating the goal chances.
Well, listen, yeah, we didn't create too many chances in front of goal last week, but I thought our kicking and general play was good. Clare, again, we're decent and we're well set up. Ask Wolf Mead be this weekend, so we've got to try and break down that. Some people are finding their feet at this level, and as I say, when you have a lot of experienced players still not there, it can make it more difficult, but I say the lads that have been there, you know, are really pushing hard, and at this juncture, you know, they're in control of those jerseys, and you know, they'll make it difficult for anyone to come back in.